Hello, everybody. Welcome to the UFRO Podcasts. I'm Tarun Bhatija, reporting from the headquarters of the International Union of Forest Research Organizations in Vienna, Austria. In this podcast, I will be interviewing Alexander Buch, who is the coordinator of GFEP, the Global Forest Expert Panel. First of all, I'd like to start by asking you, what is GFEP?
Well, GFEP is the acronym for Global Forest Expert Panels. It's an initiative coordinated by UFRO. The GFEP brings together scientists from all around the world to carry out scientific assessments on issues of global concern. The composition of these panels depends on the issue to be addressed. The first such panel was established last year, and they prepared a comprehensive state of knowledge report about how the climate change will impact forest, influence forests, and what can be done about that.
And why was GFEP established?
Well, GFEP was established following the request articulated in many policy fora for better scientific information.
From what I have understood, GFEP is an initiative under the umbrella of the CPF. Can you explain to us what is the CPF?
The Collaborative Partnership on Forests, or CPF, is a partnership of 14 forest-related international organizations and United Nations agencies with substantive programs on forests. It promotes both the implementation of sustainable forest management on the ground and supports the international policy deliberations on forests and related issues worldwide.
And how does GFEP contribute to better policies?
Good policies need good information, and in fact, the effectiveness of policies often suffers from a lack of scientific information, of good information, and that is exactly where GFEP comes into play.
But how exactly can GFEP help those policymakers?
GFEP provides these policymakers with a comprehensive state of knowledge reports on some of the most pressing issues such as climate change and forest biodiversity loss and other issues. And by producing special summaries for policymakers, we try to make sure that this information is actually also being used by policy decision makers.
And why is it so important for an organization like UFRO to work at the so-called science policy interface?
Well, UFRO brings together some of the best scientists working on forest issues from around the world. The knowledge generated within this global UFRO network addresses some of the most pressing problems of our times. And that information generated by these scientists can be used by policy and decision makers in order to address these problems. At the same time, scientists can only do research in an enabling environment, and only if the adequate resources are provided by policymakers. And therefore, it's important for the scientific community to show the added value and the impact of its research. And this is why UFRO engages at the science policy interface.
And do you believe that GFEP is a good mechanism?
Of course, a GFEP wants to influence policies and wants to contribute to more effective policies. At the same time, that has turned out in the past to be a difficult task. Actually, ideas tend to spread gradually in the minds of policymakers and only influence the debates gradually. Nevertheless, the experiences we have gained so far with GFEP are rather encouraging. For example, the report addressing adaptation of forests to climate change received very significant media coverage around the world.
What is so unique about GFEP, and why should people really care about it?
People should care about GFEP because it's an innovative and potentially very effective mechanism for contributing to better forest policies by means of providing the latest scientific information.
This interview was recorded in 2009, and since then, GFEP has already initiated a new scientific assessment. As Alexander already mentioned, the first report produced by GFEP was on the adaptation of forests and people to climate change. The most recent expert panel focuses on forest governance, entitled the Expert Panel on International Forest Regime. This assessment will contribute to different policy-related processes this year and in 2011. And as 2011 is the International Year of Forests, it will hopefully help raise awareness about the role of international institutions and mechanisms affecting forests. More information is available on the UFRO website. Please visit www.ufro.org.
This was a podcast brought to you by UFRO, the International Union of Forest Research Organizations. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.